Toby and the Stout Gentleman. Toby is a tram engine. He is short and sturdy. He has cow catchers and side plates, and he doesn't look like a steam engine at all. He takes trucks from farms and factories to the main line, and the big engines take them to London and elsewhere. His tram line runs along roads and through fields and villages. Toby rings his bell cheerfully to everyone he meets. He has a coach called Henrietta, who has seen better days. She complains because she has few passengers. Toby is attached to Henrietta and always takes her with him, as he says,
"Well, you never know. She might come in useful one day."
But Henrietta is never very happy.
"It's not fair. It's not fair at all. Just look at all those buses full of passengers, and I've got none. I remember the day when I used to be full of passengers and have 9 trucks following behind me. But now, they're only 3 or 4.
Yes, it was sad, because now the farms and factories sent their goods mostly by lorry. Toby is always careful on the road. The cars, buses and lorries often have accidents. Toby hasn't had an accident for years, but the buses are crowded, and Henrietta is empty. It puzzles Toby.
"I can't understand it. I can't understand it."
People come to see Toby, and they come by bus, and stare at him, and laugh, and say,
"Oh, isn't he quaint? Oh, yes, isn't he quaint?"
They make Toby cross. One day, a car stopped close by, and a little boy jumped out and called to his sister,
"Come on, Bridget! Come on, Bridget! Come on!"
And together they ran across to Toby. 2 ladies and a stout gentleman followed. The gentleman looked important, but nice. The children ran back.
"Oh, come on, Grandfather! Oh, come, Grandfather! Do look at this engine!"
And seizing his hands, they almost dragged him along. The stout gentleman said,
"Well, well, well, well. That's a tram engine, Stephen, a tram engine."
"Oh, may we go in it, Grandfather? Oh, please, may we go in, please?"
"Oh, very well. All right."
And the stout gentleman and his family went for a ride to the junction. There they waited for Toby to take them back to their car. And the stout gentleman said to Toby,
"By the way, what is your name,
Toby, sir."
"Oh, Toby, is it? Well, thank you, Toby. Thank you very much for a very nice ride."
"Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much indeed, sir."
And Toby said to himself,
"Now, this gentleman is a gentleman who knows how to speak to engines."
The children came every day for a fortnight. Sometimes they rode with the guard, sometimes in empty trucks, and on the last day of all, the driver invited them into his cab. All were sorry when they had to go away. Stephen and Bridget said,
"Thank you. Thank you very much indeed,"
to Toby, his driver, his fireman, and the guard. The stout gentleman gave them all a present, and Toby said,
"Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed."
"Yes."
"Don't forget, come again soon."
"Oh, we will, we will. Goodbye, goodbye."
"Goodbye."
and they waved until Toby was out of sight. The months passed. Toby had very few trucks and fewer passengers, and Toby's driver said to him,
"Well, this is our last day, Toby. The manager says we must close tomorrow."
And Toby puffed very sadly to his shed.
"Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear."
And he went off unhappily to sleep. Next morning, the shed doors were flung open, and Toby woke with a start to see his fireman dancing a jig outside. The driver was very excited and waving a piece of paper.
"Wake up, Toby, me boy. Wake up and listen to this. It's a letter from the stout gentleman."
Toby listened. "But I mustn't tell you any more, or I will spoil the next story."